This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, held their first appearance together as a ticket, socially distanced, and in Biden's home state of Delaware. He introduced his Democratic running mate as a woman ready to be vice president on day one. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Kamala Harris,
I have no doubt that I picked the right person to join me.
Biden says the California senator is smart, tough, a proven fighter for the middle class. It was a surreal moment, a mostly empty Delaware high school gym, the backdrop in a grim reminder of the virus pandemic. Harris calls it a moment of consequence for the nation.
Everything we care about, our economy, our health, our children, the kind of country we live in, it's all on the line.
Ripping President Trump's handling of the virus, among other things. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Biden will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination during the party's national convention, which will take place largely as a virtual event next week due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Republican convention, where President Donald Trump is set to be nominated to seek a second four-year term, follows a week later and kicks off the sprint for the November general election. U.S. Democrats in the White House were no closer to agreeing on a new emergency pandemic spending package Wednesday, as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin traded blame with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over failed negotiations. President Trump's administration and Democratic leadership have for weeks been discussing a new round of emergency aid to workers and businesses hit hard by the coronavirus crisis